Trust in the media has been on the decline for some time, and that's been especially evident in recent years, in a time of intense partisan politics. Now, as we cover the 2024 presidential election, we're thinking deeply about civic trust and polarization. This will be a focus of an upcoming discussion series co-produced by KQED and PBS NewsHour. It's called the Reframe Festival. And co-hosting is senior correspondent and former anchor and managing editor for PBS NewsHour, Judy Woodruff. And she joins us. Judy, welcome.
I'm delighted to join you.
So what do you think are some of the lessons we've learned as journalists from the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections? How might they inform our coverage this election cycle?
Well, I think there are a number of lessons to learn, but I think the main one for me and for my colleagues at the NewsHour is that we need to stick to reporting, obviously, the facts. That's what drives us. I'm a big believer in we need to keep our heads down. We need to, yes, look around, but keep our heads down in regard to not getting too excited about one outrageous statement or another one.
Yeah, along that same line, I'm curious, are there any mistakes that you hope we don't commit again?
I would say, you know, anytime the press gets distracted and spends hours and days following stories down a rabbit hole that don't appear to be going anywhere and don't appear to be enlightening voters, it's time that we would be much better spent pursuing stories about the candidates themselves and, you know, the kind of, you know, how they make decisions, what kind, you know, what sort of judgment do they use? And, you know, whether it has to do with the economy or foreign policy, we need to focus on what matters most to the American people, to the voters, as they head into another presidential election.
You know, you have covered so many elections in your tenure. And, you know, as we approach this upcoming election, it seems that we are so divided, more divided than ever. Have you felt this level of divisiveness in past election years? And I wonder, is there a way out of this?
No, I have not felt it. And in fact, that's why I'm spending all of this year and last year on a special project for the PBS NewsHour. We've been calling it America at a Crossroads. What we're seeing right now is probably the worst kind of division that we've seen in modern American politics. And no one has a particularly good solution, but there are a number of groups out there who are trying to find ways to bring Americans together. We are seeing leaders like the governor of Utah, a Republican, who's urging his fellow governors to disagree better, to think about using, frankly, more respectful language when we're talking about other people. I think this is something the American people can follow. And I think it's one step that we're going to need to take if we hope to find a more civil dialogue.
Judy Woodruff is a senior correspondent with PBS NewsHour. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Judy is also co-host of the Reframe Festival, a discussion series co-produced by KQED and PBS NewsHour. The event is Saturday, and you can find more details at kqed.org/reframe.